May the Lord bless you with his sweet, sweet peace and lift your hearts above the cares of this world and the doings and goings on of the government. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, yesterday I fell. Last night I was watching Kevin Zedayan. He was saying some very, well, kind of inspiring things, although his videos are so long. After I was done watching that, something else popped up and I grabbed it. The Lord has been encouraging us to look at the example of people in the military. They're highly organized and dedicated, and they're different than civilians. Very different. They have to be, because they work with life and death. So I ended up indulging in three of those. And when I got done, I was tired. Father and I had a good time together listening, but then remorse set in because I didn't do what I really wanted to do last night. And pray for me to continue on with music because the Lord has given me some really beautiful songs. I just have to get my throat in order. And I've been dreading that because I've let it go for so long and I've been eating dairy. And any of you who are singers, you know you can't eat dairy or let your throat get dried out with strong coffee or hot liquids. So I'm having to amend my ways. So I came to the Lord in contrition, really feeling badly that I let him down after he had just dumped so many graces on me. I said, "Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Jesus, I don't know what to say. I so want to hear from you. I know I am scattered and not sure what to do next. Please, Lord, take over all my faculties to submit to your perfect will." Then I heard him say, "Heaven, let's get back to heaven. I want the whole community to enter in. I am doing something new, Claire, and I really need your help and cooperation. And I do mean really. I have given you certain perspectives that my body is longing for. Jesus, please keep the demons off of me, and I promise I will press in and stay on track with your guidance and protection. Without your protection, well, you know." He replied, "I promise you my help and my protection, but you must stay with it and not allow yourself any distractions. When you finish a piece, then you can settle in with Father. This will take a great deal of discipline to not give up or walk away when you feel like you've hit a brick wall." And I have to say here, guys, that we've discovered Python spirits at work, squeezing off our relationship with the Lord. And I'll probably do a message after this one about it. But know that the two things you need to do to get rid of that Python spirit, which cuts off your connection to the Lord and your ability to hear him, even your ability to dream holy dreams at night. It's extremely serious. And on that note, I want to refer you to Jennifer LeClaire, who is a wonderful, anointed teacher about spiritual warfare. And that's where I got this information about the Python spirit. So that's been going on. He's been cutting off, and these are marine spirits, cutting off my connection with the Lord and making me deaf, almost, to what he's saying. Sometimes we get deaf when we want that chocolate chip cookie and the Lord says no. I've had plenty of those occasions. But other times, it's far more nefarious, calculated, to cut you off from God because you know that any branch that's cut from the vine is not going to produce fruit. So that's what they go after. Now, I'm sharing this with you knowing that the Satanists are going to listen to it and gaggle about it and say, hey, thanks for telling us where you're having trouble. We'll fire you up and give you some more trouble. But the bottom line is they're doing me such a service. It's like being in a university. Every time they come along with more ugliness, the Lord exposes it and shows me what has to be done. And first and foremost, my dear ones, we have to stay clean. We can't hold bitterness, anger, or resentment against anyone, even ourselves. And then we need to pray. And of course, it's better to pray to several people than just pray by yourself. Some people are loners and they miss out on the connection and the power that's given when two or more are gathered in His name. So don't let that stop you. Okay, the Lord answered me, because I said, you know, without your protection. He answered and said, I promise you my help and my protection, but you must stay with it and not allow yourself any distractions. When you finish a piece, then you can settle in with Father. This will take a great deal of discipline to not give up, walk away when you feel like you've hit a brick wall. Yes, Lord, I know that. I know better. Beloved, part of your problem is a lack of confidence that it is I who am doing the work through you. Please try to relax with me and let it flow, just as you do with these messages to my body. I believe, Lord, please increase my faith with breakthroughs that convince me it truly is you. He replied, this I will do, but pay attention and do not get exasperated or run away. When you hit a wall, wait on me. Pray and wait on me. Take a walk, stretch, change what you're doing, but stay away from the YouTubes. I shouldn't have to tell you that. You should already be convinced. Dear one, you have it in your heart to do what I want done by you. There are souls waiting and hanging in the balance that desperately need a refreshment from heaven. And you are oh so good at this. We've done it before. We can do it again. But are you willing? Lord, I know I need more grace to break through. He continued, when you receive this special grace, you must move forward with it. It cannot lie stagnant, or the enemy will steal it. Procrastination has made many marks in this community. Hear me, my brides. No more procrastination or sliding back for a better day. Press in right then and there. Do you realize that procrastination is covert rebellion? Covert means masked or hidden. The enemy uses procrastination to throw a wet blanket over your assignment and distract you with other seemingly more pressing things. And that's a lie. I need what you have been given now, not hours or days from now, but today, now. Please, Claire, this is no time to grow lax. Yes, Lord, I hear you and I will obey. That's my girl. I will indeed help you to stay on track. And finally, remember the former works in your life no more. Much greater are the works you shall do now with my help. And don't forget your choir and orchestra of angels. This could be the most exciting time of your life, beloved. Amen, Lord. Let it be so. Now, of course, I've got to ask myself. Well, I don't really ask myself. It just pops up. What about the rapture? And I know he's tired of hearing that. And he's told me that I would finish my work even after the rapture. The songs that I've been given, they'll happen after the rapture as well with our glorified bodies. But I want to get as much done now as I can. And I just have to go with it and believe that I'm going to be busy about his work, whether he comes or delays, and not allow that to cause me to slack off. Because right now, guys, he needs every man on board, everyone. everybody together pushing, praying, and working to bring a revival in. So that's his message to us today. Please don't procrastinate when you're given a gift. God wants you to move forward with that gift before Satan has a chance to compromise your feelings about that gift and steal it from you. The Lord bless you, dear ones. And make some comments about procrastination if you have a moment. Let me know what you found interesting in this message. The Lord bless you. Amen.